Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up because we're going live.
Live
on the Fight Mixer Show.
Perfect.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Karina.
Wednesday. We are rocking it in several different temperatures. Hi, everyone. Sambo down in Australia. We got Matt in Florida, and I'm over here freezing my ass off in Missouri. I don't know where everyone else is tonight. Yeah, thanks for joining us. Hope everyone's staying safe and warm out there for those that are dealing with this. I know, Sambo, you're probably like all in the nicer weather, but it is freezing up here in the U.S.
Oh,
the whole state. So I literally don't want anything to do with working out, but we have someone that does like to work out a lot, and hopefully Taylor will be doing it. She was getting ready. What'd you say?
I said, hi, Michelle.
Hi. How are you? Thank you for joining us, and we had a late start, so we're waiting on her to join us. She said she was getting ready. But we had a busy weekend of UFC fights, if anyone was watching that. And we have some more coming up. What did you like? You're calling out some fights that you were excited about this past weekend, Simba. Which one was that?
Ricky Simone. Like, his fight was amazing. He fought a month before this UFC fight and won that one, too. What a beast.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he had really good stand-up.
He had really good everything. Like, I am looking forward to seeing more of his fights.
Yeah, and every time he got striked, like, he has really good counter, I feel like.
Yeah.
I honestly haven't watched him too much. That was probably the first one that was really zoning on him. He was impressive. I'm trying to think who else was a stand-up, aside from Usman. That was... Alexa Grasso, do you watch Alexa Grasso?
The girls.
Yeah.
The co-main event, yeah.
And then there was also so Alexa Grasso was the co-main event, yes. I don't think she's in the same gym anymore, but she was out of the same gym as Pantera Yair Rodriguez, and I love his striking capabilities. And my boyfriend's from Mexico, so we always like to watch the Mexican fighters. Real quick, we apologize. Taylor is going to reschedule Friday. So if anyone's joining us tonight, you guys can hang around with us for a little bit of casual chit-chat on UFC fights. But watch out for Friday. I'm just now getting word of this. Hey, Michelle, again, you're not a boxer, but I love to watch it. Absolutely. You don't have to do any of that MMA stuff to enjoy this. Let me find the name of the girl. I can't remember what her name is right now. It was on the last movie. It's not Ileana. She's a Brazilian fighter, and I don't know if you saw it. She was viral on Facebook. I think it was a couple years ago, maybe. You know what I'm talking about, Matt or Sambo?
I know which girl you're talking about. Yeah. I've never seen her before.
Rob. It's like my dream. Not that my dream. I mean, I've been robbed before. At one point, but I wasn't studying any martial arts at that point, so I wish I could have reacted the way she did, but I didn't. I tried running my dude over with the car, so not with my hands. She just beat the crap out of this dude in Brazil who just picked on the wrong girl. And she was actually the underdog in her UFC fight, and she came out on top. I think we finished her first round. It was a great fight. I love the underdog come out, though. Let me get her name. I think it's Ileana. It could be totally wrong. Ileana. Let's see. Do you know what I'm talking about, though?
The girl that fought that
Justin, are you talking about me being a bum?
No. Who's a bum? We want Britton Hart. He's not a bum. He's our producer.
I'm kind of a bum.
We had Britton Hart.
So my girlfriend tuned into our last show, and my girlfriend's like, who's that girl with the tattoos and muscly with the shaved head? I'm like, that's Karina. She's like, she's a fucking hot bitch. I was like,
yeah.
I'm surrounded by the hot bitches.
I'll take it, especially from anyone else's website.
Thank you, Misha. Karina will take it. I'm gonna go beach with her after this, so I'll let her know that you said hi.
Let me say hi. She can follow me on Instagram. I'm way cuter in pictures and in person, but the video is not my greatest. So that's cute.
Especially
today. I'm totally going casual today, but thank you. It makes me feel good. You're hot. What are you talking about? Did she say hi to you? I was really worried, guys, at home about Sambo joining us because I was like, shit, she's gonna know like we're not as cute as her. Cute girls, I
broke
my hair. I
gotta
look cute.
So, you know how last week we were talking about how to like get my MMA thing?
Yeah.
So, I was like shopping at our local grocer, and this dude saw my Muay Thai t-shirt. He's like, do you fight? And I was like, yeah, but I'm trying to transition into like MMA. He's like, I know this guy named Gustavo, he's amazing. I'll get you one to him. So I'm going to have my first PT with Gustavo doing jiu-jitsu tomorrow. So I'm excited. Gustavo.
He's 49. Gustavo, but I doubt it's the same Gustavo Lopez, who's a UFC fighter.
What's his name? Gustavo Falcaroli. Do you know him?
No, he recently interviewed Gustavo Lopez, who's one of the UFC fighters out in Vegas. He's a really nice guy. He sent us some sweatpants and everything. His new
Yeah, it's funny. I didn't get my pants.
I have a vagina.
I wasn't going to say it, but yeah.
There's one big deal difference.
This is code zero, everyone. This is not.
Well, I hope it's not a big deal.
It's okay. I can tell him I need like whatever is your size. But since I just gained some weight from this snow break, whatever, around. Which I did. I gave her 2 pounds since Valentine's Day.
Those sweatpants looked really comfy, and I'm
they were. They were.
Well, I'm a little jelly.
Yeah, you will get cold gifts sometimes, Dumbo. Just don't. Huh?
So I didn't hear that.
I said you will get some free gifts sometimes on here. And
and then sometimes you won't.
Yeah, sometimes you won't.
Okay. But if you have
vagina and boobs, it's a lot easier to get them.
Yeah, vagina and boobs help.
If anyone wants to sponsor us, we will blast your stuff all over. His sweatpants are amazing.
Yeah. How great.
And just so you know, I did get a huge shipment of my new Berserk pre-workout formula. It's available at drinkernutrition.com. Please pick it up. Help support the show.
It is great, guys. Yeah. Not just
I want to try some of that Berserk juice.
Yeah.
What's that?
I want to try some of that Berserk juice.
I'll send you some. I need to send some out to everybody.
You need to just send out that like in the middle of ass just so I can drink the water because if I don't work out, it tastes so good.
You want the amino acid also?
In that flavor, because it's just that good.
Okay.
I just like the flavor of the blue raspberry. If anyone's shopping at home and they just want to try, just try the blue raspberry pre-workout. It's something that you're going to want to. I haven't found it in other ones that I do drink in pre-workout. That flavor is by far my favorite of all the ones I have had from other companies. So if anyone does want to try it, please give us a shout out too if you do try it and let us know. If you can get that around the Australian coast.
And if you guys take a video or a picture with the product and using it and stuff, I want to put it on here. So
yes.
She's confirmed. She ran a little behind. So we are going to be rescheduling her for Friday at the same time. Are you good with that, Allie or Karen?
we might have to talk about that off the air, but Fridays are really hard for me, especially this Friday, because we have weigh-ins and such going on, and we have fights on Saturday. So, yeah. Is coming on Saturday.
We're going to get good ratings with that shot.
So, I know. What'd you say, Sambo?
Oh, Matt's like, we're going to get good ratings for that shot because I had to close the blind door. I'm noisy outside my balcony.
Yeah, it's 12:30 in Australia time. So
lunchtime.
Good day.
And if anyone is there any fighters too that you have your eyeballs on that come from Australia that you may be more familiar with than we are? That are more like hometown names down there that we don't know about up here?
I just know Robert Whittaker and
please hit him up for come on the show.
I don't know them. I can get
you.
I know some of that.
You all know each other.
Yeah, Australia is such a small country. She just knows everyone. But it's easier when you are a girl. We will, it's easier. If anyone wants to be on the show, please reach out to us. If you have a favorite fighter, too, if anyone is watching this. I know we don't have a guest today.
Ricky Simone.
Huh? What'd you say?
Let's get Ricky Simone on.
I know. I tell Matt, and he's like, no, guys, don't talk to me. No, the girl, not the guys.
I'm going to DM them, China.
I think girls have better well, it's hard to talk to the boys, though, to get on the show, because guys do think girls, too, are trying to be, like, little groupies. If anyone sees my name come through their DMs, I'm not trying to fuck you. I have
not trying to fuck.
So.
Well, that I was really excited to get her on, so.
It's all right. I'm having a bad hair day. Australians are mean fighters. Mean fighters. That's how
you know, David, that's an Australian fighter. That's mean.
Yeah, and I just read your comment in, like, an Australian accent. I don't have a good Australian accent. Say it, Sambo.
David Potter, I want to know which Australian fighter you know that's mean. Besides Robert Whittaker and me.
G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. Karina, do your best.
I'm going to flip some chicken on the Barbie.
On the Barbie.
Chicken is prawn.
I just saw his. If anyone has a good Australian accent too, please feel free.
My accent's horrible, I'm sure, but
yeah, I don't. I can tell the difference, but I can hear the difference in you. But when he said that, I don't know, Australians all main. I don't know how to say it.
What?
Australian is such a hard accent, and I was just talking to my boyfriend about this because he's Mexican. I was trying to decipher the difference of Australia. All of them, they are tough as balls.
Yes.
Yes, we and are. David,
David came to my house one time. I can vouch. He loves
David.
And I was just telling my coach about you too the other day, Sambo. I was like, yes. I'm like, dude, I'm like, I don't even care if she talks about fire. She could just talk and probably you're just going to get us people to watch us just because they just want to hear you talk. So Sambo is the reason why we're going to get more popular. That's what I believe in. It's her goal.
Correct. That's me.
Is that so cute?
That was like my second fight, yo.
That's so cute. How long did it take you to learn that, though? Because I've always thought...
The day before.
No, really?
Yeah, the day before my fight, my trainer's like, you need to do the weight group. It's respectful. And I didn't want to disrespect him, so I learned it.
So about the weight group, so how do you learn? Is it different for each coach? This is something I don't do Muay Thai like that, so I don't know the differences. So is that something per each coach? They tell you how to do it? Is it for the gym?
Yeah, it's different for each coach. I know there's different ones. Like you can do like this girl. I remember seeing her. She did like this makeup one. Like she put makeup. But it's you do it for respect to your coach for training. Okay. Yeah.
Are you talking about the
dance
before you do before you fight in Muay Thai?
Yeah, yeah. I went to Thailand and seen some fights and it was really cool to watch just that part of it.
Yeah, I remember like the first time I did it, it was longer than my actual fight. So because I just want to get to the fight.
Like, more than your fight. It's so adorable seeing the little kids do it too. Like when you see like the little, like, oh my God, like little 4-year-olds doing Muay Thai and they do that. Oh.
So cute. Like, would you, okay, have you got kids? Any of you?
Matt, do you have kids?
I got one in each state.
I got a one in each state. Oh, God, that sounds like my dad.
That was my goal when I was 25.
Would you let your kids fight when they're like about 5?
Yeah. Yes, because that was my first fight. That's such a, see, I need a professional photographer in my gym. I don't know where I'm
Yes, you do.
I don't have any random selfie shit. All these people like you like have all these nice ass photos and like I'm like taking videos and taking a screenshot like a precise moment.
I would love to take shots of you, Karina. You're badass.
What'd you say?
I'd love to take some photos of you.
Oh. Mm. I'm not photogenic. I'm photogenic when I'm with myself because I know my angles. I don't have good angles. Especially when I'm older. I don't know how old you older, Sambo, but I'm getting older. So
I'm 32. I'm turning 33 next month. I feel old.
No. You're not old.
I've been through a lot.
Here's my child. Oh, there you go. See, I only get professional photos when I'm in the cage, and like most of my fights did not have even professional photos. So I have really bad. That's my professional photos. I have more aerial.
What is that? That's so hot. Look at your booty. that is like a good angle.
Yeah, that one, I could take better pictures doing aerial.
Did you say that was a good edible?
Huh?
Did she say that was a good edible?
Edible, no.
Okay.
Is that aerial? Aerial sport?
Aerial, yes.
Oh, yes.
You got to be really strong for that, yeah? Like, everywhere.
It's amazing for your abs, and they're special, like, I don't know if you have a V-cut, but if any girl wants a V-cut, do some aerial, because there's specific abs that we really work on to do the inversions, so that shit solids up your core, especially like in like MMA or like ground and pound. Like my boyfriend would always try to like hit certain areas and you just don't feel it because it's like rock hard.
I just did a shout out. He said his kid's 3 and he's getting him to start to fight. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to get my
son into Brazilian jiu-jitsu just for exercise and, you know, a little bit of self-defense.
Wait, hold on. Sir David Potter, are you talking shit? I heard ghosts circle around the campfire and tell them, what?
he's saying you're a badass. That's how badass you are? That ghosts tell stories about
campfire. Yeah, but see, I'm confused because everyone hates my name. I have, like, the number one hated name, which if anyone is wondering, like, why my shit pops up as Karina, because I'm sick of everyone using my name. And thank God it's like lowered down, but y'all use my name too long. Like it took me like 30 some years to like my name and you guys fucked it up in like 1 second. So when someone says anything with a Karen in it, I can't tell if they're talking about like memes or if they're talking about me.
Karen. What made you start liking your name 30 years later? What was that?
Oh, I hated it because it was an old name. And then I finally liked it because I'm like, well, shit, I'm not Stacy or Brittany and all this other stuff. So finally, individuality. And they're like, yep. You could have used Susan or Sharon.
Sharon.
Some stupid name. Caitlin. How about that? I don't know. But no.
Karen, how did you get Ariel?
Huh?
How did you get into aerial sport?
I quit smoking and I've always wanted to fight, but I kept telling myself I was too old and not good enough to get into fighting despite having a temper and wanting to fight everyone that I came across. I decided to do aerial in resistance of fighting. And then after I got really good at aerial, I'm like, I need to cross train something. So I decided to do fighting, cross train my aerial. And then I actually kind of like lowered down my aerial training time for a while I'm fighting, and then I got my injury. So I love both, but it's amazing upper body strength and core strength. I've tried to put other fighters on my aerial apparatuses before, and they're just like, holy shit, like it's a different thing. When people think they do core, no, come do a private lesson. I do private lessons with core. Come do a private lesson with me, and I'll work it. I will give you the six pack you've been always waiting for. So it's a different type of core, though.
What's your secret for a six pack besides aerial?
What'd you say?
What's your secrets to getting a six pack besides on aerial? What else?
Hollow bodies.
Pardon?
Hollow bodies. You know what a hollow body is?
No, what's that?
It's just a full engagement of your body as you lay out, kind of like a plank, but you're on your back. But hollow bodies, when you look it up, like every gym or personal trainer will say, like, oh, this is a hollow. There's different. Look up an aerialist hollow body, and that's a different type of hollow body. And then 30 seconds. In order to do like Cirque du Soleil and all the other stuff, like you have to hold this form up in the air and for a certain amount of time. So a hollow body is just like my whole body is like putting on all its muscle and flexing at once, but I have to do it in the air. So
do we have that on YouTube? Can you show it to the viewers what are they called?
A hollow body?
A hollow body is.
Hollow body.
If you were to get a six pack.
Yes. So my hollow body. If anyone wants it, just I'll do a virtual online lesson with Dell.
Yes.
What up, Gary? How are you? Someone does say diet. Yeah. If you have abs, diet does play into effect because especially for the girls as you get older, if you eat sugar, that shit goes straight to your stomach. And a lot of people probably have abs, you just don't see it. It's your diet that you're not seeing it. That's one thing. But yeah, people have a six pack, and I probably see my core is going to be stronger than your core.
Oh my God, someone's trying to call me from work.
Screw that person. Here's another one.
Oh no, God, no, don't show that shit.
Whoa, what is that?
That's my first fight ever.
And is it MMA or boxing?
I came out there with the world on my shoulder, ready to kill them all.
Look at you.
Yeah, that was
my on the red corner too.
Huh?
You're on the red corner.
Yeah. That was she was like 25 pounds heavier than me and a good like, oh, she's like 5'11", I don't know, 5'10", 5'11", I'm 5'4". She was like, she weighed in at like 145, and I was like, I don't care. I'll fight her. I just want to fight someone. And they put her in, and yeah. I brought her out.
How'd you win that fight?
Like 100 punches every round. 200 punches every round. I just went 2-0 the whole time. It was my first. I mean, I was so angry. Like, it was just like when the girls come out there swinging, that was me. But I wasn't just haymakers. I mean, I was just straight punching her all day and just beating her through it. It wasn't a good fight. I won because I was that pissed. Like, I felt bad for the chick. Like, she probably wanted to go out and box. I wasn't. As soon as I had that fight, I'm like, nah, I need to probably get into something else because I wanted to just brawl. It wasn't. My second boxing fight, I came back very technical.
Ah, yeah.
But the first one, you never know when a chick comes out. You never know what they're going to act like.
Oh, I remember my first fight, I was like, I couldn't figure out my range. Like, I was always, like, hesitant to step in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, so much. Had to learn a lot.
Yeah, and it's fun now. It's fun to get more seasoned girls where they're more relaxed and you don't brawl with each other. Where you connect. Yeah. You see the people in the UFC fights and they're just like feeling each other out. That's nice. That's what I want. I don't want the green chick to come out swinging like I did. Like, oh man, I would be mad at myself if I had to fight myself. Like, God. There's no technique. But I almost knocked her up. I was happy, so.
Yeah, girl.
Have you done any boxing matches, Sambo?
Never. I reckon boxing would be... you need to be so skillful the way you move, and I think I take to learn.
The cardio, the burn of the upper body, it's totally different. I think I thought kickboxing was I do K1, so I thought that was way easier, or it flowed better for me. It actually slowed me down, which is good because I want to come out 100 miles an hour. I thought kickboxing was better than boxing. I always thought I wanted to be boxing. I never thought I would want to use my legs for anything, but that I love using my legs. I just want to throw cakes, honestly, the whole day.
It's so nice.
I don't know. It's something very natural. I think either certain people fit into different spots naturally. Sambo, top three favorite kickboxers and Muay Thai. David off his picks. We got Ernesto Hust, Lerone LeBanner, and the great late Andy Hug.
God, I don't know any of those. but I love, what's that Muay Thai fighter? It's Macau.
What'd you say?
Macau, that Muay Thai fighter. He's Macau. He's been in a movie. Let me. His kicks are amazing. You know whose kicks are also amazing? Jorge Masvidal's. I love when he kicks.
Karina should get Mr. Feeney on the show to talk the state of local MMA after COVID and where he sees it going in the Midwest.
I might be able to get Mr. Feeney on. It is my boss.
Ah.
That's my boss.
So do you know Joshua? Or?
Joshua, have you met in person before? I'm not. If anyone has met me in person and I don't know y'all's names, it's because I meet a million people and I've been punched too many times. Literally, I'm not good with names or people that are on my Facebook.
Me either. I suck at putting names with faces.
And honestly, if I look at people, I'm not really looking at them. I probably look over them or down or away and stuff like that. I look off to the side of my periphery. It's a weird thing. I don't know what it is. Because I honestly get so competitive with people. If I make eye contact, I'm like, you want to fight? Like, what? I'm a really nice girl until you look at me.
Josh, I fought at Shamrock a few times on the Missouri side in the blue corner.
Nice. Yeah. So he's a Shamrock fighter. And then out of blue corner. I've been out to blue corner. I've never fought for blue corner. I have fought for Shamrock one time. I worked for them. I worked for the Finney's fitness side though. Blue corner is nice. I've been out there. My guy that's fighting on Saturday, he's their belt holder for the heavyweight. Let's see it, Sambo.
This is Bacow.
Oh, no, I've seen him. He's a
big. Yeah, he's like a beast. He's so lean.
I can take him.
Like him. I know who that is.
I can take him.
Man, he's amazing. I love people that can kick. Like, I'm just like, woo. That's what I look for in a fighter.
I like leg kickers.
Yes. Yeah. People will do it.
Watching somebody just kick the shit out of somebody's leg impresses me.
Yeah. And I'm not talking like that little like tap in the beginning. Like,
no, it's like when you're cutting a tree down.
Yeah, so they destroy the leg. That's what my boyfriend does in a lot of fights. I don't see a lot of people do it at all. And I don't know why. It's such a great.
To me, it's happening more and more, though. Like,
yeah.
Look at Conor McGregor. You know, I mean, he would
absolutely cowboy.
Yeah.
That was sexy.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, I don't know if they go for knockouts or they'll hit the leg a couple of times, but they're not chopping it down to the point. Like, I'm not sure.
Yeah. It's when you can't even stand on the leg and.
Yeah. Second to last show I went to in person, Nemesis, that's their fight this weekend is a promotion. There was a great fight where the guy, it was totally unexpected, which is the great thing about sports. The one corner started chopping this guy's leg. I mean, he couldn't walk. The bell rang, he came back out, but the guy that couldn't walk just dropped him down and choked. Or I can't remember if it was a choke, might be a guillotine, I'm not sure. But he submitted the dude. It's like, wow, like if it wasn't for the submission, like this guy, like, I mean, people were high-fiving him later on, but he couldn't walk. Like he was almost, like he probably needed some crutches the next day or after the fight. Like I never think about it. I get hit once in the legs. I'm like, no, like, and I'm not conditioned at the moment. So, cause I haven't been sparring or anything, but damn, that shit hurts. People don't understand.
I know that people are really starting to, you know, teach that and train that. Cause I mean,
yeah,
you can hit that leg kick from so far out and just end the fight.
And I think people are impulsive too. I don't know if you do it like a lot, Sambo, but I feel like people are impulsive. Like they want to see more of a reaction or more of an immediate response or something to get out of the kick. And so when you're doing it to the body or to the head and you can drop their level a little bit, it might be different versus a kick. You probably have to get them on a probably like one or two, three to see something. As far as season fighters, so maybe they're not getting like that immediate response that they're looking for. I don't know why people don't do it more. But go pick out a bit like a picture of someone and see how black that leg turns the next day. I don't know. I feel bad.
That reminds me of the fight. Like I leg kicked this bitch. Like she had to get carried off the fucking out of Bangla Stadium. It was good. I was leg kicking that thing.
That's awesome. See, so do you aim more for the legs? Is that something that you think about? Like that's something I actually have to actively think about when I go out there.
I leg kicked her because she was like this tall.
Oh.
So I low kicked her and that's how I won that fight.
How many times do you think you got her in the leg?
I think it was like the second round, but I was kicking it like in the first round and I think maybe like three or four times, and then second round, two times, just bam.
Yeah, and then they'll stand up or they'll quit. That's where you try to drive it.
I saw her go like this. I remember it now, like thinking back. She was like, oh, I saw her face. And I was like, yeah, it's fucking mine. And then one down. Oh, I love it. God, I miss fighting. Oh.
Mm.
Do you miss it, Karina?
No. I do, but I don't. I don't because I don't like – I'd have to drop a lot of weight, and I don't like
yeah. –
If I dropped the weight, like, naturally and wasn't really trying for it, it'd be different. But that's the thing I don't miss about it is the pain of the camp and how tough it is to go through camp. To me, some people say like the fight's a hard part. To me, the fight's the easy part because the camp is like, I have to push my lazy ass to do something. I do a lot of things, but I don't, it takes a lot to get me to move. That's my problem.
Yeah, I agree too. The fight camp's like the hardest. Ugh.
Yeah. Especially when you gotta tell me I had to lose weight. It's really hard for me to lose weight. I don't know. How much, what do you walk at?
I'm 54 kilograms. What is that in pounds?
Yeah, help us Americans.
Us Americans are so lazy. Everybody else
has the answer before she does it. Three, please comment now.
119.
What is it?
Oh, 119.
And what do you? You're also shorter, but you walk at 119. And what do you fight at? 105.
I like to be at 52 kilograms, so 114 pounds.
Wait, 114?
So you like drop a pound?
Oh, that's it? Ah, shit.
But this guy wanted me to fight at 50. I don't think I could ever get to 50 no matter what, like sauna, inside or running. I don't think my body can get to 50. Do you think there's a way to get to lose that amount of weight? Is there tricks?
Probably, but I'm afraid it would mess with your hormones.
Yeah, cute. Cool.
Yeah. Realize about the girl, like it will totally, like I have such a lean body mass that like if I get down to a certain weight, my doctor will tell me it's going to start messing with some things.
Yeah.
So it's really hard. So if I were to get down to what you walk at, that's like that's the smallest I could ever walk at. And I don't know if I could even do that anymore ever since, because I put on about like 20 pounds of muscle, I feel like, since last year. So I've been doing more weight training. So I walk at, if you want to go ahead and calculate this, but I walk at 140 pounds right now. If I don't eat chocolate, I might go down to like 137. So what is that in kilograms?
140 pounds
in kilo. That is
140,
63 kg. Yeah, so that's how much I walk at. And then I want to fight at 125. I wish I could fight down at the weight that you're at. I would love
125. That's tiny.
Yeah, but that's still bigger than you. Yeah, but when you fight, I see you. I don't. I'm heavy. I don't weigh the same as other girls. I'm really heavy, and you probably are too for your height as well.
Yeah, because you're muscly like me. So. Yeah,
it's hard. People want to like. I want to fight girls your size. I get chicks that are huge, and they come down to my weight class because I don't really cut. If I drop my weight naturally, then I'll fight at my weight. I really don't cut, so that sucks. At least we won't ever fight each other. We can spar if you ever come to the States or if I come to Australia.
What state are you in, babes?
Huh?
What state are you in?
I'm in Missouri. I'm from Illinois, where Chicago is, and then I moved down to Missouri, which is where St. Louis is. It's the middle, like the heart of America. So,
okay.
Yeah. No, it's a pretty city. It's not really, I mean, it's well known here, but it's a good city. We don't get the best rap, but.
Why'd you move?
For school. And then I stayed down here. Yeah, I stay down here. And it's really expensive and cold up in Chicago. Chicago is overrated for anyone looking to move up there. Go there for the summertime. Chicago is very overrated.
What's this map?
Chicago, I can't stand it.
Yeah. I mean, I love it. It's my hometown, but I grew up in the north suburbs, but it's really expensive. Not as expensive like New York or anything, but
I'd rather go to New York if I was going anywhere just to.
But Chicago, sorry, David, but we have David's watching this. We have a really nice skyline. It's beautiful. Michigan's like an ocean. It's a beautiful, beautiful city and lots of great history, but it's just expensive and ugly outside of it.
I don't like Chicago.
I'm interested. What were you studying? Well, what were you going to school for?
Art history. History.
Oh.
Yeah. I wanted to be like a museum curator, and then I dropped out 1 year before I graduated college. I'm a huge history buff. Like, I used to, like, I could sleep and then, like, get all, like, A++, like, plus, like, 4.0 everything on top of my history. I don't know why. Yeah. That's how I was. But it's not the greatest career. I don't know. I could do history of fighting. That'd be cool.
Yeah, you could probably go to David Potter's school for that.
Why?
David's an encyclopedia, man.
He did
fighting history.
Yeah. A lot of people say it's not a good career to get into, but apparently this past year everyone turned into historians. When I'm pretty sure that no one paid attention to history in school, and now everyone knows the freaking government and history. So it turned out useful. That everyone, sorry, this is USA drama over here, but suddenly everyone's historians and love the government. So they all act like they paid attention in high school. So we found a use for my degree.
So. All right, well, it was a good show, even though Taylor didn't come.
But we got Sam over here drinking Coke Zero, which looks like wine. She's having a party down in Australia, everyone. She'll be here, everyone.
What are you? Send me some of that work stuff.
I'll probably just do a rail of this later.
Okay, you got your puppy. Here he is. Hold up.
I saw your little tricks that you were doing with your boo boo.
Oh, yeah, he was doing spins and he's learning how to hop up and to look like a new man from summertime. So, if anyone's wondering what's happening behind my scenes, it's my puppy that's with me. So, all right, Sambo and Matt, thank you.
Thanks, Carol. Thanks, Matt.
Always fun listening. Thank you, Josh. I know we sometimes don't always have fighters on here, so we do appreciate anyone that does listen. And if you guys want to hear certain things, please let us know, because we do
love Joshua.
Mind stands.
Sorry, I was responding to Joshua.
Saturn, we have Bryn Hart already on, but we'll definitely be getting her on hopefully again.
Yeah, we'll have her on again. That match between her and Paige, I mean, most people didn't think it was going to happen. I thought there was a good chance it would happen.
Yeah.
I think Britton is a great technical boxer, and it showed through on her fight. So we'll definitely get her back on here.
And anyone has suggestions, but if you do want us to talk about something in specific, like a daily idea, whatever you guys think of, let us know. Feel free to comment. Thank you guys. I hope it's nice and warm and sunny while you two are at. I'm gonna go back to my nasty cold, and I hope everyone has a great night. I'm actually gonna go work out. It's my gym time now.
Oh, right. Go get it. I'm gonna get it.
Yeah. I have to go get it.
All right, bye everybody. We'll reschedule Taylor and see when she's back on. So
Beep.
Perfect.